Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm in Chicago this week hosting XRM Acceleration Lab. I have a pleasure to have Infinity Info here with us. Mike, welcome to the show. And
thank Bob. You.
So help me introduce yourself and your organization.
Hi, I'm Mike Hammonds, and I'm the Solutions Architect Director for Infinity Info Systems. So my role is to primarily help customers understand how we can solve their business problems with the various different Microsoft tools. Our primary focus is Microsoft Dynamics CRM, but obviously we like to kind of incorporate other tools within the solutions that we provide to our customers. Bob?
Hi, thank you. I'm Bob Peskin, and my role at Infinity is the CRM Practice Manager. So I'm responsible for the delivery side of our projects. So I manage the consulting, the technical teams, and the trainers as we implement the projects.
So in terms of your customers or domain, what kind of problems you solve for your customers?
I'll start. There's really three primary areas that we focus on. One is life sciences. The other is the medical devices and life sciences, financial services, and also the media space.
Okay.
And so within each of those, we really try and focus on what are those particular problems that those industries are experiencing, and then we tailor our solutions and go to market addressing those particular types of issues.
So in terms of XRM, Bob, what kind of exposure your team already has?
We feel that we've been involved in XRM for many years, where our company's been in business, specifically focused on the CRM industry and products for 25 years. And before Microsoft CRM was out, the concept of XRM always existed, that you needed to bend and shape a CRM product to make it work. What we now have is a better product with better tools, obviously, to do this with. So as we've worked with our various clients over the years, we've taken the product, for example, to a cruise management system. We have a variety of different clients with scenarios like that, just even beyond the traditional pharmaceutical
or
the life sciences businesses.
So this being the fourth day in this XRM Acceleration Lab, how much progress your team has made?
This has been an amazing week for us in that we came in and learned some brand new technologies. We had not done development with Silverlight prior to this. So we have done both Silverlight 3 and Silverlight 4, which is still in beta, and done significant development. We are tying into Bing Maps, which we also know is a relatively new product in the market. And we already have working prototypes.
There you go. So I'm definitely looking forward for your final presentation tomorrow. In terms of other companies who are trying to do something similar, I mean, not necessarily in your space, what would you advise them?
First of all, certainly it's business value. It's not always technology. I mean, technology is really an enabler of understanding what those core business issues are and then tailoring a solution that can address that specific issue. And the better you have an understanding of what those particular business pains are, then you can really, excel in terms of being able to create the right solution to fit that particular problem. And using with some of the tools that we've learned here this week, I think we can now kind of take that to the next level.
Yep. Thank you. Sorry.
I'll just add, in addition to the obvious, the industry expertise and knowing your client, knowing their business really well, understanding CRM and its capabilities is such a key part of it. And there is just a vast wealth of knowledge out there that Microsoft provides, and also a vast wealth of information coming from other partners. This is really a partner ecosystem, and there is no other. I've been in packaged software for almost 30 years now, and there's never seen a product in a marketplace with this ecosystem of contributors.
Okay. Thank you for coming here. Again,
thank you,
look forward for your demo tomorrow.
Okay. Excellent.
Thank you.
See you then.